Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Shavias, Perik, Tes, Mishnah Ches. So we kept talking about beer, and we know that when the time comes that I don't have any of this available, the thing that I have in my house, that particular mean, if it's not available for the chaya on the field, the time of beer has come. And we said, what do you do in the time of beer? You take it out of your house. So what exactly is done afterwards? When do you have to take it out of your house? How do you have to take it out of your house? Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Tes, Mishnah Ches. Zok to Mishnah. This person has perishvius, and the shasabir came of that particular peri that he has. And of course, when that shasabir is, so we learned that Eretz Yisrael is divided into three. Now, the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim gives us zmanim. The Gemara Masechtas Pesachim says, olives you have until Shavuos, dried figs until Chanukah, dates until Purim. And that means Pesach, Shavuos, Chanukah, and Purim of the eighth year. So the Batanura explains, those manim are, if you don't know, I don't know exactly what's doing, whether the Chaya still has on the field or he doesn't, but if you know, it goes after whenever there's no longer anything left for the Chaya on the field. Fine, so there's no longer anything left for the Chaya on the field. So again, what happens now? Zakt de Mishnah. Mechalek, you give out a shear of mezoin sholosh se'udas l'chal echad ve'echad. You give out 3 meals worth of food to each member of your household. And then he gives out to his neighbors and his relatives and his friends. And what's left? What do we do with what's left? You take it out, you put it outside of your door, and you say, Cheinu Beis Yisrael, my dear brothers, whoever needs to come and take, come and take. Zak the Mishnah Vayter, there's a machloikis tanoim, who exactly is allowed to come and take and eat after we fulfill the mitzvah of beer and the bialim were mafkarit. Let's see the first sheet. V'yaniyim oichlin. Poor people come and they take the perishvias, achar abir. It's mutter for them to take these peris after the Bailam Amafkarit. Avloy ashir, but not rich people. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, as I held Rabbi Yehuda. So the Batanur explains, the Pasuk says as follows, V'achlu evyoinei amecha. The poor people of your nation shall eat. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that means that perishvias after the time of beer can be eaten only by those that are poor. But not to the rest of the people, not for the ashirim. The Pasuk also says, and even the Ashirim are included. There's no distinction there between poor people and rich people. That's before beer. But after beer, it's only for poor people. Azoi halt Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, Echad aniyim v'echad ashir. Both poor people as well as rich people, oichlem achar habir. They can take it after beer and eat it. Didn't you just tell me a pasuk? V'achlu evyoinei amecha? Only the poor people of your nation can eat it? But Rabbi Yossi understands the pasuk. V'achlu evyoinei, the poor people, and amecha, and the other people, and the rich people. See, had the pasuk meant only the aniyim, you wouldn't have the word amecha there in the pasuk. It should just say, v'achli evyoinech, your poor people should eat it. What's evyoinei amecha? That teaches us that both can eat it. No, you're going to ask Akasha, so why doesn't the Pasuk just say, your people? So see the Mishnah Rishayim, the Mefarshim explained that already. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that if a person has Perish Shemitah when the time of beer comes, give it out, give 3 meals worth of food to each member of your household and to each of your friends and relatives. Leave what's left at the entrance of the house and say, Acheinu Beis Yisrael, come and take. As to who can come and take afterwards, Rabbi Yehuda says just the poor people, or Rabbi Yossi says even the rich people. If you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. You technically finished the Mishnah. But there's something else I would like to tell you. Why don't you take out a Chumash Mekoras Gedolos, turn to Kapitel Chav Hei, Pasuk Zayin, and you'll see a very interesting Ramban. The Ramban says that even though our Mishnah is talking about a rich person and a poor person, we don't mean stam rich people and poor people. When our Mishnah says a rich person, and you have here this machloikis, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not for the rich, and Rabbi Yossi says, even for the rich, the rich person here means the owner of the field. The owner of the field who collected these perishvias from his field during a time of hefker. That's the shiloh, whether he himself can now take it back again after beer. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't. You were mafkid for others after the time of beard. I don't want you to take it back yourself. And Rabbi Yossi says he can. Even the owner of the field himself can go take it back. Okay, that's one thing I want you to know. That's the sheet of the Ramban. Now, Bechlal, what is beer? So until now we were learning like the Batanura, and many Rishonim hold that way. Actually, most Rishonim hold this way. That beer means you have to take it out of your house. And all along, I was very careful. Whenever we said beer, I said you have to take it out of your house. Afterwards, we have a machlekes, whether you can take it back or only others can take it back. But the main thing is after the time of beer, you say it's hefka for all. You took it out of your house after you first distributed it to your family and friends. The Rambam has a different gears in our Mishnah. According to the Rambam, Rabbi Yossi says, Echad aniyim ve'echad ashirim ein oichlen achar beer, cannot eat it after beer. Rabbi Yossi yells, after the time of beer, no one is allowed to eat the peres. Just like beer chametz means you have to destroy the chametz, beer by Shemitah means you have to destroy the peres. So at the time of beer, according to this shita, you distribute what you can, and if you can't find anyone to eat it, you have to burn it. You have to throw it into the yam or destroy it. Wow. This is an amazingly different shita. So let's see. Most Rishonim hold beer means just take it out of your house and put it on the field. A lot of times it says, oh, it's Asr B'Yachila after beer, meaning until you do beer. The Rambam says it means you have to destroy it. When the time the beer comes, that's it. You have that one last chance to eat it. You have three meals for yourself, your friends, your neighbors. And most shittas hold, the Chazanish explains that you have a day. You have till Shkia Sechama, and then you have to burn it as if it was chametz or destroy it in any other way. There is a third shita. That's the Shittas HaRaivit. The Raivit holds that there are two times of beer. When these pears are no longer available in the gardens of the city, or the fields that are in the tchum of the city, then everyone has to take it out of their house and be mafkarit. And you can take it back. Who exactly can take it back? According to Rabbi Yossi, everybody, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are limitations. Only the aniyim. But then there's a second time of beer, says the Raivit. And that's when your entire part of Eretz Yisrael, whether you live in Yehuda or Galil, no longer has these peres. Then you have to destroy them. You have to take what's in your house and you have to destroy it, either by burning it or any other way. So there are three basic opinions in the Rishonim as to what beer is. Shita number one. The most accepted shita, time the beer comes, you and your friends, you have three sudais, and then be mafkarit. The aniyim can for sure take it back, some say the ashirim also. Shita number two, that's the shita of the Rambam. Time of beer comes, you have to destroy it, like beer chametz. Shita of the Raivit is that there are two times of beer. When there are no longer peres of this type available in the gardens or the tchum of your city, you have to be mafkarit. When it's no longer available in that whole section of Eretz Yisrael, well, whether you're in Galil or in Yehuda, so if you're in Yehuda and there's no longer anything available in Yehuda, then you're mechuyev to destroy it.